In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Lamentations chapter 3. There's been a lot of talk this week about the situation, the earthquake in Haiti, and I've heard some remarks from different ones that have commented saying that this was God's judgment upon the nation and so forth like that. And I think we ought to step back for just a moment before we pronounce what we know to be true and we don't know to be true. Is to let the Word of God speak to our heart. We live in a world that the Bible says is groaning and travailing. That's the curse of sin. It's groaning under the weight of the curse. And in Matthew, we're told that there are going to be increasing famines and earthquakes and things. And then it has that added issue. This is just the beginning of sorrows. So we know that under the curse of sin that this world bears, there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be traumatic events that are going to increase as we approach the time of the Lord. But I want you to see in Lamentations 3 and verse 22, the children of Israel have gone through the Babylonian destruction. They've been taken captive, and Jeremiah is writing concerning all the travail that the people are going through, and this is what he says. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Now just stop right there. Every day that we live and walk upon this earth, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Now, that's where our hearts and minds ought to be. We have to know and understand that living on this earth is a travail. Living on this earth is facing things that we know are going to happen sooner or later. Earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, all of those things are part of the natural. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. That's the general statement for all mankind, every place around the world. Because His compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. You and I this morning need to seek after the Lord. And rather than trying to be like some pundits to try to say, I know what God's plan was in this, He was judging these people and this, that, or the other, we don't know. We don't know. I believe we live in the age of grace, and He has told us that this natural world is going to continue to come unraveled until the time of His appearing. There's going to be groanings and famines and pestilences and earthquakes all around the world. That's going to continue, but isn't it wonderful to know that our Lord is compassionate and those compassions fail not? The fact that there are people on the ground and food and water and all those things that are coming in still indicates the compassion of God in regard, but also believers that are able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are lost and dying. There are Christians there in Haiti that are able to be a witness for Christ. And so we want to uphold them in prayer and claim the compassions of our Lord.